Thanks for
Now,
having me.
the Vatican's sex abuse investigator has begun a series of meetings with abuse victims in Chile. Maltese Archbishop Charles Scicluna will also talk to a delegation of lay Catholics and priests during the 4 days of meeting. Now, he is to gather information on Bishop Juan Parros, who is accused of witnessing and ignoring the abuse of young parishioners by removed pedophile priest Reverend Fernando Caradima. Scicluna will also look into the alleged role that several other bishops, as well as Chilean Cardinals Francisco Javier Errázuriz and Ricardo Izzati, played in the cover-up. The Cardinals have all publicly denied any wrongdoing, and Barros has also denied seeing or knowing any of the abuse. Barros has been a bishop since 1995, but his 2015 appointment of Diocese of Osorno by Pope Francis has caused outrage. Let's speak to Eli Joseph James. He's a congregational pastor, and he joins us via Skype from Chicago. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. James. Now, your opinion as far as this recent appointment is concerned, it seems that the Vatican is not taking those steps needed to bring back public confidence, to bring back the public trust in the way it is dealing with these sex scandals.
Well, as an ex-Roman Catholic, I can say that the Catholic Church has done a very, very poor job of maintaining the moral character that has been part of traditional Christianity, where people, you know, don't believe in homosexuality, they don't believe in sex outside of marriage, et cetera, et cetera. Yet, I remember even as a young boy going to carnivals where they had the prizes at the carnivals at the Catholic Church were filled with the prizes were semi-pornographic pictures. And so there's a real poor dynamic between the Catholic Church and the Catholic people. I think here in America what has happened is, because we're dealing with the white middle class, the Catholic Church is losing influence in the white middle class, and it's totally lost influence in Europe. I mean, Europe has gone so socialistic that the Catholic Church is almost non-existent there. But they still have a strong presence in the third world, second and third world, such as South America, Central America, Africa, etc. So now the people in these countries are beginning to become aware of these scandals in the Catholic Church, that starting from the top down, from Pope Francis down, they have done absolutely nothing to correct these problems, these moral problems within the Catholic Church, okay? So what we're seeing is...
Why is that, Pastor James? Is it because of a lack of political will, because of the bureaucracy of the Catholic Church? What is the root cause here?
Well, part of the problem is that there are fewer and fewer Catholic priests coming into the fold. So it's hard for the Catholic bureaucracy, which is a good word, the Catholic bureaucracy, to get rid of the corrupt people and replace them with good people, because there aren't any good people coming into the church. It's an endemic problem that the Catholic Church has. But if the Catholic Church, starting from the Pope on down, of course, it's at the upper levels of bishops and archbishops around the world who are covering this up, it's partially economic, because the Catholic Church is not, you know, facing so many lawsuits here in America that they're losing money. And you know, they have to face the economic and the related, you know, social factors that are leading to the demise of the Catholic Church. And that's, I'm saying that the Catholic Church is in its demise, and it's struggling mightily to stay afloat. But nobody, you know, the world doesn't care about the Catholic Church anymore. So they're trying desperately to maintain power, and the power is slipping from them.
All right, a crisis of faith, so to speak. That's Congregational Pastor Eli Joseph James joining us via Skype from Chicago. Pastor James, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.